give me a glimmer of hope again. Save me from all my wandering. If I've been looking in all the wrong places, would you turn me back around again?
Welcome to Hopecasts, where our true stories brighten your day by providing insight and encouragement. I invite you to listen as my husband, Dr. Ken Brown, shares one of his amazing personal experiences that will inspire and stir your soul. Even in the challenges of life's darkest moments, you can always find a glimmer of hope through the love of God. So settle in, open your heart, and let's journey together through the power of storytelling.
God feels our pain. When least expected, a persistent phantom pain beyond explanation or my control engulfs me. I lived and served as a missionary in a magical country during 1973 and 74 with the friendliest people in the world, and I'm still homesick to this day. The beautiful Bahamas are island strings of beautiful white sand pearls floating on an enchanted sea where the water is so warm your feet cannot tell the moment when they leave the beach. The ocean is incredibly clear. It becomes invisible like air, allowing you to catch visions of exotic aquatic life in depths to 100 feet below. With colors so vivid and so intense, it blends shades of turquoise, aquamarine, emerald, green, royal, then navy, then baby blue, until you rub your eyes in disbelief. God's paint pots. These living seas flow above into the expanse of azure skies at the edge of the horizon, where flotilla of fluffy clouds float like fleets of pirate ships, dispatched to capture my heart. The very stuff of dreams. After 6 months of exhausting Christian service, the mission team sent me for a long weekend for some much-needed rest and relaxation to a tiny island called Spanish Wells, which was parked in the lee of Abaco Island, its much larger neighbor. I left on a small mail packet boat from New Providence Island and was thrilled by the adventure. We were on the open seas as the 40-footer flirted with a number of picturesque harbor towns, accessible only by the water. And its mission was to deliver mail or supplies or to pick up or drop off local passengers by the gangplank that they set up at every port. Despite my tiredness, I was the perfect tourist, awash in curiosity and wonder, gawking everywhere while asking everyone dumb questions about everything. Too soon, the boat arrived at the idyllic fishing town of Spanish Wells. And we glided into the protective cove where lines were tossed and tied. And now it was my turn to walk the plank. So I wandered up quaint streets past rows of pastel cottages, following written directions to the house, the very house I was to reside. The kind hosts welcomed me into their home with hugs and a roast beef dinner. I thought I was in heaven. But then during dessert, they had me for dessert. The discussion had gradually become darker, increasingly animated, and then heated as the topic of racism and equality was engaged. I tried to extract myself rather than appear rude to my hosts, but he insisted on attempting to justify his prejudice through misapplied Bible verses and distorted theology. So finally, I jumped onto my soapbox. It only took me 5 minutes, and I was abruptly evicted from the sanctuary of their family, as I both challenged and offended them when I was but their guest. Nowhere to stay. It was dark. I was feeling very sorry for myself. I trudged down that same little street in the shadows, retracing my steps back to the ferry docks where the packet was due to return in 3 days. My thoughts were full of the, why didn't I keep my mouth shut? And I complained to God, how could they treat me like that? Silence. Only a gaunt and hungry sliver of a thin crescent moon hung palely in the opaque sky. In the paltry light, I felt my way across the deck, then plopped down on the rough wooden wharf. I took off my sandals and plunked my feet into the still, dark water. used to the frigid Canadian North, I was once again amazed that I could not physically discern where the body temperature water gently lapped across my calves. This surprisingly warm embrace was in such contrast to the emotional turbulence that was in my heart. Despite not being able to often given to tears or excessive emotion, I was strangely moved and started to cry inside without making a sound. And I grieve for that poor, ignorant family so lost in prejudice. I grieve for the loss of relationship and for the blind and biased social caste system that have been keeping so many human beings in poverty and bondage. Glancing at my white feet dangling in the water, I had a jolting, scary thought that they were tempting bait for the citizens of the deep, including sharks. So I jerked my legs back up into the dock in fear. The sudden shock shattered the fragile bottle of my self-composure, exposing me to feel my own emotions. The loneliness of my current isolation and the pains of this recent rejection, dredged up oozing wounds from many other unhealed alienations and insecurities from my past, and I heard myself exhale and start to sob. I began to tell my Heavenly Father all that troubled me and every recalled sorrow that I'd ever experienced throughout the years of my life. And you know what? The more I shared, the faster it poured out to him. My frozen heart so unlocked, I allowed all the hurt melt out through my eyes to God in prayer. And my salty tears splashed into the saline water below, creating a flood tide of released emotion. I had never cried like that before, and I felt that my tears may even raise the level of the ocean itself. I called out to the Lord and told him everything. Gradually, the unexpected peace, greater than all my pain, and serenity, brighter than all my sorrow, lifted my inward self. I could not explain this phenomenon naturally, as it had no relationship to my external experiences. I was being comforted by the God of all comfort, who sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to soothe and support me. Still looking down deeply into the depths, following the fall of my tears, I started to see some tiny sparkling lights. And then as my eyes focused, bright points of lights stretched as far as I could see it across the harbor, hiding everywhere in that black bay. My besotted, grief-soaked mind could not fathom what amazing miracles could create such a liquid luminescence. I stared and I pondered the dancing lights until it suddenly dawned on me that the placid ocean was so clear, so calm, so crystal that it was actually mirroring the night sky. A sky full of shining stars were twinkling above, and every celestial ray, no matter how dim or faint, was being captured by that serene sea, then reflected back to heaven. And suddenly I understood. God sees, God hears, God cares, and nothing is missed from his loving attention. Human deception does not interfere with divine perception. The problem, of course, was in me, not God. The stars were always there, as was this cosmic reflection. I was not alone. I had never been alone, and I will never be alone or unloved. God's name is Emmanuel, God with us. Despite my circumstances, such sweet release and peace saturated my spirit, and I ascended from sorrow to serenity, from fear to faith. The Bible says that God stores up all of our tears in a bottle, and that our prayers, and even groans too deep for words, ascend to him like incense. The Lord remembers each hurt, so one day when he finally sees him face to face, he will tenderly wipe away every one of our tears from our faces, and he will permanently erase all tragedy from our heart and sorrow from our souls. So friends, pour out your pain to the Savior. He loves you beyond life and will heal all of your wounds, turning your sadness into joy. God wrote in his love letter to us in Hebrews chapter 4 that Jesus is our high priest and he sympathizes with our weaknesses. Jesus invites you to approach his throne of grace with confidence in his loving care for you so that you may receive mercy and find grace to help you through your time of need and passage of pain. Turn to God, pour out your heart to him, and trust that he will strengthen you. God deeply loves you and cares for you more than you will ever know.
Thank you for tuning into HopeCast for inspiring stories that will touch your heart. If today's story encouraged you, then please subscribe to our channel and visit us at hopecast.org to learn more. You can also watch the video version of this story and many more from Dr. Brown on our HopeCasts, YouTube, or listen on our Spotify, Apple, or Amazon Music podcasts. Until next time, keep holding on to hope, and please share these stories with someone who really needs encouragement. May God bless you.
I've been searching and I've been seeking. It seems like you're nowhere to be found. And I'd do anything just to see you. If I close my eyes, will I see you now? Cause I know faith holds in what can be seen. But my hope feels like a distant dream. Give me a glimmer of hope again. Save me from all my wandering. If I've been looking in all the wrong places, would you turn me back around?